Good morning. This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. A UWI professor and economist reacts to the IMF's prediction that Barbados' economy will grow this year. Finance Minister Ryan Strachan defends government's borrowing policy. The 2022 sugar harvest expected to exceed last year's. Trinidadians expect a 33% increase in the price of flour from today, and deadly floods in Bangladesh leaves millions displaced. I'm Carol Toppin. Your details just ahead. Professor of Finance and Pro-Vice Chancellor for Undergraduate Studies with the University of the West Indies, Justin Robinson, anticipates that the country's economy will grow by 11% this year. His reaction follows the forecast contained in a press statement on the seventh review under the Extended Fund Facility Arrangement and Staff Report, which was published on the IMF website yesterday. Professor Robinson tells Starcom Network News that he expects this growth to happen mainly as a result of the island's strong tourism recovery.
I also expect the economy to grow around that number for at least two reasons. One, the very strong recovery in tourism in the first quarter of the year. The tourism performance to date suggests that we could very well be on course to achieve that. And also, secondly, we also have to keep in mind that the economy is recovering from a very low base. After the massive decline with COVID in 2020 and a little over 1% growth in 2021, with the full reopening of the economy and the rebound in tourism, we could see a much larger than normal percentage growth in GDP because you are coming from such a low base.
He noted that Barbados has not yet seen vigorous growth, but the island will see the real strength of the economy post-COVID-19 with several challenges ahead.
I don't think there's much debate that the BERT program has been quite successful in terms of addressing the challenges in the public finances and the balance of payment. There are certainly challenges in terms of some of the reforms that are supposed to help drive growth and fiscal and debt sustainability in the economy. We haven't seen robust growth yet, but again, we have to balance, again, the impact of COVID. So we will see what happens to the economy as we get into this post-COVID phase. Of course, we have new challenges with inflation and the fallout from the Russia-Ukraine war, which are some headwinds which can reduce some of the growth.
Professor of Finance and Pro-Vice Chancellor for Undergraduate Studies with the University of the West Indies, Justin Robinson. Minister in the Ministry of Finance and Economic Affairs, Ryan Strachan, has defended government's borrowing policy. He was speaking as the House of Assembly debated a $256 million loan from a Chinese bank for a major road repair program in the Scotland district. He responded to public criticism about government borrowing and concern over repayment burden. Mr. Strachan says the loans are at favorable terms, enabling government to afford the repayments.
I speak in this context because there's been much said in recent times about how much debt the government has undertaken, how it will be repaid, sir. And these are legitimate questions, which, as we have said from the very outset, sir, that in order for us as a country to be able to get out of the situation that we found ourselves in, sir, we simply had to ensure that the monies that we were spending at that time, sir, to finance what was clearly unsustainable debt. And so, having completed the debt restructuring, sir, it has been this government's absolute focus to ensure that any debt that we incur were related not just to the priorities that the country needed to address, but equally, sir, that the cost associated with servicing that debt that the country would be able to undertake.
Minister in the Ministry of Finance and Economic Affairs, Ryan Strachan. Meantime, Member of Parliament for St. Lucie, Peter Phillips, is urging government to implement an effective road maintenance program once the rehabilitation project in the Scotland district is completed. Speaking during the debate of the Scotland District Rehabilitation Project in the House of Assembly yesterday, Mr. Phillips called on government to ensure that the work done on the roads is sustained for as long as possible.
But we have to work hard, Mr. Speaker. We have to make sure that having done this, we follow it up with a maintenance program. Because that is the problem, you know. We cannot come back now a few years or ask another administration to come a few years from now and fix more roads as such, because we have to realize that you don't get funds when the world is changing. So one of the things that is important, Mr. Speaker, is that we put a road maintenance program in place. A road should at least last you for about 20 years. That is my view.
Member of Parliament for St. Lucie, Peter Phillips. Attorney General and Member of Parliament for St. Joseph, Dale Marshall, believes that the Scotland District Rehabilitation Project will help to revive community life and bring increased business activity back to rural Barbados.
We need to reopen rural Barbados for business. We need to reopen rural Barbados for living. We need to reopen rural Barbados for the enjoyment of all Barbadians, sir. But in the same way that in the United States, they had to build highways to open up the West, we're rebuilding highways, sir, to open up our East. This is about people's ability to stay in the places where their navel string is buried and to raise a new generation of Barbadians in the safety and security of St. Joseph Village life. And I am happy for that.
Attorney General and MP for St. Joseph, Dale Marshall, speaking in the House of Assembly yesterday. The 2022 Barbados sugar harvest, scheduled to end this week, is projected to exceed last year's despite some setbacks. Chairman of the Barbados Sugar Industry Limited, Mark Seeley, told Starcom Network, or provided Starcom Network, with an update.
It's looking probably better than last year, but I think we would have done a lot better if we started on time. And, you know, we didn't have stoppages in between. We had stoppages for the factory for a couple of weeks, then we had a couple of weeks because of rain, etc. It's imperative that we start late January, early February. If we're not starting late January, early February, then it's going to negatively affect both the sugarcane tonnage and also the sugar quality. At the moment, we're at around 92,000 tons. I think we did in the region of about 90,000 tons last year.
Chairman of the Barbados Sugar Industry Limited, Mark Seeley. And Barbados has recorded 145 new COVID-19 cases. The Best of Santa's Public Health Laboratory identified 60 males and 85 females from 733 tests conducted on Monday. The cases comprised 38 people under the age of 18 and 107 who were 18 years and older. There were 23 people in isolation facilities, while 796 were in home isolation. The price of flour in Trinidad and Tobago is expected to rise today. More in this report from TTT News.
The price of flour is set to rise by a further 33%. National Flour Mills Limited announced Tuesday that while it has been able to secure sufficient wheat stocks to guarantee that Trinidad and Tobago has an adequate supply of flour for the remainder of 2022, the cost of wheat to NFM has increased by a further 49% in 2022 due to the ongoing war in Ukraine. NFM says as a result, in order to reduce losses in its flour division, the company has had to increase the wholesale price of flour by 33%, with a suggested increase averaging 28% on the retail price of flour to the consumer. Flour prices were increased in January 2022, NFM's first increase since 2008.
That report from TTT News. Finally, millions of people in Bangladesh have had to flee their homes after heavy rainfall triggered flooding, which has killed at least 32 people. According to officials in India and Bangladesh, at least 34 people have died in landslides, lightning strikes, and flash floods in the past week. In the state of Assam, at least 41 people have died and 7 people were missing as of yesterday. And according to state disaster management authorities, which is operating they're operating 1,425 relief camps. Recapping the headlines. A UWI professor and economist reacts to the IMF's prediction that Barbados' economy will grow this year. Finance Minister Ryan Strachan defends government's borrowing policy. The 2022 sugar harvest project to exceed last year's as it wraps up this week. Trinidadians expect a 33% increase in the price of flour from today. And deadly floods in Bangladesh leaves millions displaced. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network is a member of the OCM Group. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning. Remember, you can listen to the latest or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You can also WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news.